on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, the athletic director at Nicholls State University, JT Jonathan Terrell. JT, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
JT.
Thanks for having me, Mike. How y'all doing? You and her, man, y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing great. Coach, basically, Rebo had told me during the week, he was like, Mike, in 2020, when they told me, okay, we're not going to play the game, we're going to push this back, and it could be like 2024. He was like, man, what, 2024? That seems like forever. But yet he was like, man, did them years pass fast? And I was like, man, you see it in your kids and your grandkids, how time passes by so quickly, other than when you look in the mirror in the morning. But it's finally here, and for the first time, you guys, you know, in Thibodaux at Nicholls State get a chance to play LSU in Tiger Stadium. And you growing up, you know, in Louisiana, I think everybody had that vision one time that they might be running through that tunnel at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I continually talk about the fact of what it means to our student athletes and to our community to be able to have the opportunity. Every young kid, I mean, it's the flagship university, right? And every young kid at some point in their life wish they could be a part and see and be in Death Valley. And for our student athletes to get that opportunity, I know that Chase and all of those guys in 20 wish they could have had that opportunity to be able to do that. And you know, it's just amazing that we're here now. And 24 did sound like a long time. I know when I was talking to Verge to get the deal done, and I told Rebo 24, and he was like, man, that's a long time. And I think I told him that in 20, so it felt like forever, but here it is. And we're getting ready to kick it off in a couple hours.
Man, they got a lot of people from the Thibodaux Bay area that's traveling to Baton Rouge for the game, and that's great. And they all be in that red, so you'll be able to spot them real quickly with that. And so, man, for the last couple of days with you and also Shane Kleber, you guys, man, y'all just coordinating and supervising tailgate events all over in Baton Rouge,
yeah,
right?
we went on the road, Mike. It's been awesome. We have about 950 people at this tailgate that I'm outside of right now, and it's awesome to see everybody come out and support, man. It's this has been really, really, really neat as the sound like the Colonels are passing. But anyway, it's been really, really neat to be able to see this much red in Baton Rouge.
Hey, man, this is Herb. Can you kind of give us a vision of what Nicholls is moving towards, maybe some new things that's happening on campus, buildings, or anything like that? Or what's you guys' vision for Nicholls moving forward?
Yeah, Herb, I tell you, man, we've been very fortunate with the state capital outlay. We've had some really good things happening. We have a women's sports complex that's about to be built, which is for soccer and softball, which is going to be state-of-the-art for us, man. It's unbelievable to be able to have this, where they have their own clubhouse and new locker rooms and all of that good stuff. And we have a field house, a clubhouse being built for baseball, which is also about to go down and happen. And so that's going to be really exciting for them. And after we just had the covered practice facility and the new book vault facility that was done on campus for football, so and some renovations in Stouffer. So we've been very, very fortunate to be moving forward, because at the end of the day, it's about some of the facilities that you have to be able to keep up in order to compete, because still student-athletes want to be able to come out and be proud of the place they represent.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
JT, one of the things, you know, you being an athletic director now, it kind of breaks down to one, you in fundraising, and certainly kind of like, you know, it makes this bird fly, so to speak. I mean, you need money, yep, to get things going on. And no matter if you're at LSU or Nicholls State,
yep,
it's a different part. I think we're living in a different world where like in my mom and dad's world, their deal is if they had money to give, when I pass away, y'all do deal with it then. I think today you got a different generation that is willing to give you money, and they want to see it too. It's sort of that generational gap that they want to see what's happening. And also, too, at Nichols, change of coaches, because that's going to happen with coaches. You've made great hires in basketball. Same thing in baseball, in being able to kind of transition. Very fortunate that Coach Rebo has stayed as long as he has. Yep. And, you know, he transformed Nichols football with the hire of Tim Rebo. But it's kind of two-sided now that your job is, okay, we know there's always going to be a changeovers in coaches. Yep. And secondly, the fundraising part, because, you know, you're not in that realm like an LSU or Ole Miss or somebody like that, NIL money and that sort of thing. And in the economy there, because that's changed also with the off-field situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it has, and I tell you, it's. I think the biggest part is that winning. People want to give to winning programs, and I think that we've been, very fortunate enough to win some championships, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football, and be close in softball and stuff like that. And they want to see their money. You're right, Mike, when you say that. That's so important. They want to see it go to use. I always talk about. Being good stewards of people's money and find out where they want to see it, whether it's scholarships, whether it's buildings, whether it's, endowments. And and it's hard. I tell people all the time, it's hard, man. You're sitting asking, you feel like you're never at your goal because you keep asking for money. But the money that we're asking for at Nichols State University is not that it's, easy things. We want to be able to put decals on helmets, and we want to be able to get them a pair of cleats. It's not the seventh pair of cleats or the eighth pair of tennis shoes. So we just want to be able to give them what they need to compete, because at the end of the day, these student athletes are working really hard. So me and Shane's job is to work really hard to be able to go out and find ways and, get money to do the things that we need to do to be competitive.
But JT, I can tell you, man, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Every time I talk to any of the kids that are not those, D1 top-tier guys, man, take a look at Nichols State. They're doing phenomenal things down there. It's a beautiful place to be. I just remember when I spent 2 years in the Houma area, that I just love that Houma Thibodaux area. It's a beautiful place to be. The people are beautiful. The place is a wonderful place to see. The visions of it all is great. So I just want to tell you, for myself, just so you know, if you want to raise some more money, let me know. I can help you. If you want to do a flag football team, I can be a coach. I'm not trying to take over.
He
coach
can't
Tebow.
Play no more.
Wait a minute, Mike.
He's just coaching.
That's right. That's right. There you go. So, JT, I can coach with the best of them. I coached my son's team to championship after championship when he was 8, 9, 10, and 12, okay? Now, I can't do anything above that.
No, he don't want to be like Jordan Love, and we got to be doing MRIs.
No. I can help y'all, but it's not on a great level. I can probably raise about $200-$300 for you, okay?
Hey, that might be a breakfast for that might be a breakfast for the soccer team, but I'm in it for it, bro. I don't take down no money.
I got you.
JT, last question for you. Shane sent me this, that 93 young men from the state of Louisiana on the Nichols State roster.
That's
and
beautiful.
I think about that.
That's beautiful.
Because I remember talking to Tim when the first day he got the job, maybe within hours of him being announced, and he told me, Mike, we got to drop the quarter, so to speak, on the city of Thibodaux and go around. If it's in New Orleans, West Bank, River Parish, in the Bayou area, out in St. Mary, and we will get into Baton Rouge. I'm not saying I'm not going to grab a guy from Mississippi every now and then, or Alabama, or even Texas, but we got to keep it local. There are so many good players here, and I saw the impact. Chase and Sully Lesh and a number of other guys who went to Destrehan or from East St. John or from the New Orleans area or from the River Parish in the Bayou area that made that impact. But 93 guys on a football team from Louisiana, that's an unbelievable amount of guys.
Yep.
It is, and it it's such a compliment to Coach Rebo being such a local recruiter, just because of his namesake, him, right, being Tim Rebo himself, being in those high schools, being a former high school coach, having those relationships. Y'all know how Coach Rebo is about building relationships. I mean, he is that's what he's about. And so these coaches trust him, and then the student athletes are next, and they start to trust, and then he just starts to grab them to be here. And 90 miles, man, that's where he starts, and it's been unbelievable in the impact that it's made, because I mean, there's more people in the stands because they can drive to the game, right? And so there's so many good things that happen because of the way they do that. And kudos to him and his staff for making sure that to keep that important. I think it's been why he's been so successful, is because he stayed right here at home.
It's a beautiful thing to see the investment in the state and stays in the state. That's a great thing to see. And that's what we need to do more of in Louisiana. We need to invest in the state and the people in the state.
And another thing, too, guys, just think about it. And, man, if you'd have told me this 10 years ago, I'd have bet you a lot of money wouldn't have happened. But the hub of kind of the dead period of football is Nicholls State and Thibodaux. Louisiana line camp, the largest line camp in the country, and then Manning Passing Academy.
You can't get no bigger than that.
Man, you talk about name brand, to have that on campus at Nicholls. And it's not all about athletes sometimes.
Right.
It's about people seeing the campus, JT, for the first time and say, man, I like it here. It's kind of a sleepy town. Now, things can go bad no matter where you're at in this world. But, man, they loved kind of that hometown atmosphere that Nicholls brings to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is. And we've been very fortunate to have those two camps. I mean, think about what they are, the namesakes of them, how well they run, and then to have that many people. You know, we had somewhere around 2,700 students on campus that are future athletes somewhere, right? But they're student athletes in high school that came on campus to be able to see it. And to see it is, I knew nothing about Nicholls State University when I was a high school athlete and got recruited there and never left Thibodaux in 33 years. So I know what it's like when you see it and the place engulfs you and loves you the way it does. So it's so exciting to be able to watch that many student athletes on our campus, to be able to absorb what's happening on the campus of Nicholls State University.
JT, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Hey, listen, I got to tell you this. You know I kid you all the time, but what you've done there is just unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
To keep things rolling, and I know it's difficult times sometimes financially, but, man, you always got a great attitude, always upbeat about things, and how much I appreciate that, because a lot of people, they sort of miserable in life, no matter what happens.
Yeah, right.
Man, you always upbeat about things, and that's what I appreciate and man, think the world of you about.
Well, I thank y'all, Mike and Herb. I appreciate y'all so much. And again, it's at the end of the day, man. Somebody is worse off than I am, and I'm in the moment, enjoying every minute of it. And God gave me the opportunity to be here to do this, so I take it as an opportunity, and so excited about it.
Thank you so much, JT. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, buddy. Yep. Y'all are good. Go Cardinals.
You too.
Go Colonels.
He
kind of got clipped a little bit, but I knew he would end it with that.
And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Go Colonels.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.